That's a good simon, how full it is. Now I know. When you take a very long time to start the seconds. To start recording. When I would press the record button, it's on now. Up to the Shmaitz Shia Sunday night, Orlachov Gimel Teve, Kislev. So it used to take like a good 10 seconds to kick in. So now I understand. The fuller it is, the the longer it takes to start recording, even after you place record. What?
Yeah, it's the work hard.
Even if the
scroll to the end.
Okay. Notice, I took out Gemara Ksubos. Rabosai, I looked ahead. I know it's tough on everyone. We have one more tough perek, and then it gets, how shall I phrase it? It gets more gishmak again. Not so technical with the shakla, the tarya of a Gemara, and the Shmaitz's question, and Tosis's question, and all sorts of chazukas flying all over the place. We have one more very heavy perek. It's Punkin of Chanukah, and, Mr. Nussbaum fell 8 days ago, and Baruch Hashem, he didn't hurt himself that badly, but he's an older man, and he's very shaken up. He did break or crack some sort of bone here, and his hand's in a sling. He can't be in a cast because of what's cracked, the humerus bone, something like that. And his face is a little messed up from the fall. So he's basically okay, but he's very, very, very shaken up. He hasn't walked out of his house yet in 8 days. And tonight, he'll go to the, Bisque's. I guess he'll get out tonight. But Bisque is a Kala, the girl. So he's making a vote. So, he's Mrs. Bisque's father. I had this crazy idea, but I don't even know if I want to do it, is that Hanukkah will learn by him. We'll learn in his house. Would you go? First of all, would you show up? He lives right next to Masas Mordechai. We're not talking about Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel.
Does he have enough room for?
He'll have. And I have to talk to his daughter, and I hate to do it to the Beis Medrash. Like, I'm mamish. I don't know. I'm mamish. I don't know what to do. It's a hard call, because especially Hanukkah, it's going to be empty. So I'm sort of hoping his daughter says it's not a good idea, that it's too late at night and he won't be able to handle it. But if anybody wants to volunteer to learn with him during the day, like for a half hour, 15 minutes even, or visit him, he's right next to Masas Mordechai. Mamish, the next house. If you're facing Masas Mordechai, he's one house on the left. On your left, if you're facing Masas Mordechai, he's the first house on the left. If you have to go to Dil Vizol for something, it's right across the street. If you have to pick up your mail, I don't know what to do. I probably will end up not doing it because I don't think it's fair to the shoe, to the Beis Medrash. I don't know, but I have. We can go visit him. You have a membership card here. You want to get a membership card? You know what? It's not a good idea. It would be a much better thing if people visit him. If people visit him, okay. So we're his shtickle, his lifeline. If you could visit him and at the shir, familiar people, and if you can learn with him for 15 minutes, it would be wonderful. Learn with him chumash, Mishnah Berurah. It's better than us going just for 40 minutes and making a whole tumul. He's shaken up. He's not. Nussbaum. Dolev 31B, which means Knesset Beis, I think. But it's the first house next to Masas Mordechai. Apartment 18. In the elevator, it's number 3. Dolev 31 Knesset Beis, I guess. In apartment 18, I know it's number 3 in the elevator, the third floor. Okay, that's better. Okay, we'll forget the idea of learning there in the shir, and we'll go. Okay, let me nix that. I'll see him tonight. I'll talk to him. Okay. So, again, It's Hanukkah. It'll be tough, and I ask your indulgence. I don't want to skip a perek. It's a heavy perek. I'll do my best to make it interesting and to keep it moving. The perek after this, which is perek Yudalid, is, as I say, it's not nice to say. It gets geschmack again. Like, it moves much faster. There's a much sharper shaklamataria and shitas, like in the first Shmaitza. The second Shmaitza is much more laborious. I find it extremely more laborious than the first Shmaitza. The Shmaitza was like, geschmack. Except maybe for 3-4 prokem in the middle there, we're also laborious. The whole Shmaitza here is, I mean, okay, we have this major, major league aside, but that, okay, enough already. So one more perek. Okay, maybe I am expressing my own inadequacies as the person giving the shiur. Okay, perek yud gimel. This is like kudshas hasfeikus stuff. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. We go back to the end of Hamad here. And we have Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Amachlif Pora B'chamor. Now I have to make a chart because I get mixed up between a Pora and a Chamor. Okay, Amachlif Pora B'chamor means that the Bala Chamor takes the Pora and ostensibly is Kona the Pora. At that moment, the Baal Pora is Zochen the Chamor with a Kenyan Chalipa. That's the Kenyan that's going on. So what we have is that the Baal Chamor has two animals in his house. The Pora that he took, and he was Kona, ostensibly Kona the Pora. And he also has in his house his Chamor, which ostensibly now belongs to the Baal Pora. So, Omer Abidu Mashmur, Mamach Lepora Bachamor, Umoshech Baal Chamor as Hapora. Below his big balapora limshach as a chamor, it just means he didn't take it. He was ostensibly kona'ed already with kenyan chalipin, but he didn't take it. And shemeis a chamor, now he comes to take it, and he has a dead carcass on his hands, or not in his hands yet. And the big question, of course, when did it die? Did it die before the bal chamor was moshech tefara, meaning it died when it still belonged to the Bala Chamor? Then obviously there is no Kinyan Khalipa, there's no nothing. He gets back his Para. Right? Or did it die after that Mashicha? And it's too bad. This Tap Chosodeo, we could say. Whatever Lashon you want to use. It really is not a proper Lashon. Maybe, I don't know, Tap Chosodeo. Anyway, it's his loss. It's his loss. So the Gemara says, Shmuel's statement is, Al Baal HaChamor Lohavi Raya Shoye Chamoro Kayim B'Shas Mashicha Saporo. Now that, it may be a little counterintuitive. We know the bottom line of the Gemara. That the Gemara is going to say it's Kanim Tzu Kanoya. And Kol Mishinoy V'Asovik B'Shus all of Lohavi Raya. So he has to actually give back the Pora, because he has to prove, because we find the dead Chamor by him. But the Gemara goes through a long process till it figures that out. We have a statement of Shmuel. And then, so don't think we're so smart. We just happen to know the Maskana already. Okay, so it says, the Tana Tuna, which when I was a kid we used to make fun of that phrase, but now I'm older, I'm not going to make fun of it anymore. Matana Tuna Kala, meaning the statement of the Amora has support from a Mishnah. The Kala, the Mishnah of Kala. That you found the mom in the Kala. Now, hey Kala, now we're like in the Gemara already. Which case of Kala? That you found the mumen in the kala. Meanwhile, we're reading the Shmaitza. Right, if it's from the ratio of the Mishnah, remember we're going to use these terms, if it's the ratio, that the mumen were found in the house of the father. And the father has to bring a raya. If he wants the ksuba, he has to bring a raya. So the more it says, midomi, then it's a very bad tzushtel. Because the Baal wants to be moitzi mumen from the av wants to be moitzi mumen from the Baal. So we say, you can't be dummy of raya, Midomi. Hosam Maisi of Raya Umapik. The other's trying to be Moitzi Mama from the Baal. So, you know, good old Moitzi Machvel of Raya. You know, he want to be Moitzi. And at this point, we're saying, you know, the Mishnah might simply mean that the father has to bring a Raya because he's the Moitzi. That's all. That's why he has to bring a Raya. Good old Moitzi Machvel of Raya. But by Machle Pora Bachamor, the Balachamor does not want to be Moitzi. Wait, I need my child. The Balachamor, the Balachamor doesn't want, right, he wants to keep the Pora. He has the Pora. He wants to keep the Pora. So why does he need a Raya for? Hocha Maisi Balachamor Raya Mukim. You're forcing him to bring a Raya. And you know, so what's the Tushtel? Omer Rabbi Abba, the Raya of Shmuel, whatever. We don't know yet. It's almost as if we're in a vacuum, and we don't know yet the reason for Shmuel's din. Right? Shmuel's din is that the Baal HaChamor has to bring the Raya. And we are like, what's Pshat in Shmuel? Right? And that means he has to relinquish. He has to relinquish. Wait, he has to bring a Raya that the Chamor was Kayim, meaning he has to relinquish the Parah. So why does he need a Raya for? He has the Parah already. That's the difference in the Reisha. The Reisha, you're saying that the Motzi has to bring the Raya. We don't know anything about Cheskos HaGuf and Kanim to Kanoyos. We're saying the Reisha is a very rational din that the Motzi has to bring the Raya. Here, the Baal HaChamor is not a Motzi, he has the Parah already. So why should he have to bring a Raya? Oh, Umishani Rababa answers, I'm Rababa, Kalo Bebeis Chomiyah. You're right, Shmuel's Raya is from the Reisha, is from the Sefer. The husband found Mumin in his Rishus. That's what it means, Kalo Bebeis Chomiyah. She was already in her father-in-law's house. Meaning, that's what it means. But it means after the Nisuin. It's the Baal. It's the Baal. So, and we study that the Baal has to bring a Raya, even though he's the muchzuk in the money. We still say he has to bring the Raya. So the loy dami. It's still different. Why? Hasam baal maisi Raya umara leila chazaka da'av. The woman has a cheskos haguf. So the husband is in a weak position. The cheskos haguf is mitigating against him. The Cheskos HaGuf is saying that the mum happened in his Rishus. Right? Good old Cheskos HaGuf. Again, we're not up to Kanim Sekanoye yet. We're developing that thought. Right. And therefore it died. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So that means the Cheskos Kayim helps the Baal HaChamor. Why does the Baal HaChamor have to bring a Raya? The Cheskos HaGuf is helping him. The Cheskos Chai is helping him. It's saying that it died later.
Right.
Why are you saying that the Baal HaChamor, the ostensible koneh, has to bring a Raya to say that he indeed validly got the Pora and the other guy gets the carcass? If you're tushtelling the Reisha, the Reisha of the Mishnah puts the burden of proof on the Motzi. Here the Baal HaChamor is a machzik. If you're tushtelling the Seifa, the burden of proof is on the person that's going against the Cheskos HaGuf. Here, why are you putting the burden of proof on someone who has a Cheskos HaGuf helping him? Okay? Midomi, lachati loy domi, hosam baal maisi raya, morele lachazoka da'ov, hocha baal hachamor maisi raya, mukam chazoka biyodei. So the Gemara maskana is, and we're leaving off the Gemara now, the Gemara's maskana is that Shmuel is not focused on the Baal HaChamor per se. Shmuel is saying the klal of kol mi shenoy la sofik b'rishuso olav lohavi raya, and let the chips fall where they may. If the case is that it was nimsa in the house, let's go with the hushita, with the simpler shita, that it depends mamish whose house it's found in. So it depends whose house it's found in, and that's all. And this is a new rule, and it supersedes, according to Rashi and Tosfos, it almost always supersedes Hamotzi Mechavel of Araya, and it supersedes Cheskos HaGuf, we know, and it's a new klal that because Ein Machzikin Reyes on Rishus L'Rishus, that when you're dealing with Rishuyos, you're dealing not with just with a time factor, but with a with Rishuyos, that's what it's called. So then we say, Ein Machzikin Reyes on Rishus Rishus. My box, so to speak, is unaffected by something that happened in a different box, and all of the qualifications and ramifications and all the things the Shmaitzer said when he talked about it. This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara that introduces the idea. The Gemara's maskana is Shmuel, and the Tzushtel is to the Sefer, where the Baal has to bring a Raya, where the Baal has to bring a Raya, because the Mumu, even though he's the Muchsuk, and yeah.
But why necessarily would this have to come down to Rishus? It should actually come down to something different called ownership. Who owned the Chamorah that, not necessarily, because...
No, you're right, that's the question. But the resolution is, Kol mi shenimtza ha-reyus ha-brishuso olav la-viraya. The person, it's musical chairs. The person that's left without a chair has to bring a raya. We found it in his Rishus. We don't know who owns it. That's our suffix. So this is the rule. It's a new principle. The Shmaitzer spent an awful lot of time on it. That when you have a reyusa, you have something affecting a mekach. Remember, the Shmaitzer even said on Chiddush that you only say the rule when it'll call the whole mekach into question. If it's just a question of who owns something that was born, then there's no such rule. This is something that says the ostensible mekach that took place is really a mekach tos, it's a false mekach. So we say, no, in machzikin reyes on rishus l'rishus. Okay, now we have a toisus. The toisus shom, this is on the ayin vav amal aleph. There's no point. You might as well just learn it in the Shmaitzer. I thought it would be Oisus Machkimos. I don't. It's too big a Toisus. Okay. Ubitoisus Shom Kosel Zelashono. Tosfos is focused in the Havamina. That Toisus is focused on the Havamina. That the Balachamor has to bring the Raya. And let's forget about this new Klal. Because where Shmuel wouldn't necessarily mean the Baal Chamor. He would mean whoever, wherever the Chamor was found dead.
So you're actually saying the Baal of the Rishus, not yes. Necessarily the Baal of the Chamor.
Toisus is focused on the Havamin of the Gemara, meaning we could sit back and focus our attention to the usual ways in all of Shas of resolving Sfeikus. Cheskus Aguf, Cheskus Momen, the usual resolution of Sfeikus. So Tosfos asks, Taka, how could you think that the Baal HaChamor has to bring a Raya? Like, how could that ever have been Pshat? The Baal HaChamor has a Cheskus Momen helping him. Right, he's the Muchzuk, right? And he has the Cheskus Chai. V'toisus shom kosu zelashono al kenir. Yeah, so that's his question. Shmaitzer starts from his teretz. Al kenire, the time of the Shmua loymishim Cheskus Morakama. Right, because Muchzuk trumps Morakama. Morakama means the last known owner.
Okay.
Again, this whole thing is in the Havamin of the Gemara. The Maskana we know very well, Pshat and Shmuel, and Flav Dafka to Baal HaChamor. Okay. I guess there was a solid Toisus that he follows Morakama. Okay. Ela Islam Lameimar, Kivin the Yishtaka HaChamor de Meis, Kihechi de Achshav Meis. This is something called, we have never, hold your questions till we finish the paragraph, because like obvious questions here. Tosfos says we follow something called Chazaka Dahashta. Remember I told you, Chazaka, there's different types of Chazakas, different manifestations of Chazaka. And Chazaka means you have a period of suffix and you have a period of vaday. So we say the vaday is the status quo, and we'll push off the suffix, or we'll say it didn't change until we're forced to saying it changed. Now really, if an animal was alive and now you find it dead, you really have two opposing chazakas, because you have two status quo situations. Because you know it's alive, and you know it's dead, and your suffix is in the middle. So Cheskos Chai is called the Chazaka Dmei Kara, where we say if we know the state that something was once in, and this is the more common Chazaka that we're used to, Cheskos Aguf or Cheskos Eishasish, doesn't matter whether it's a Cheskos Din or a Cheskos Aguf, but it's all Chazaka Dmei Karas, Cheskos Kashrus. It means that we go to the last known state of whatever we want to know, whether it's kosher, posel, tohor, tomei, we go to the last known state, and we say, listen, until we know it changed, it didn't change. That's the more familiar chazaka. But there's a chazaka that really is an exact mirror image, and that is, listen, we see it dead now, so until we know it's alive, we'll also assume it's dead. And that's called the chazaka dahashta. That the status quo is established by the present situation, not by the past situation.
That's the way we do with the mikveh. That.
We're going to see in a second, because really, in all over Shas, Chazaka Demei Korah trumps Chazaka Dahashta. Almost every case of Chazaka Demei Korah has an opposing Chazaka Dahashta. It wouldn't when you, in cases where you say, maybe it changed. So you say chazaka didn't change, but when you know it changed, like the mikvah, so you have these two forces. And that Gemara is one of the best proofs. I mean, you wouldn't have it. You wouldn't have any chazaka to make kara if chazaka dashta was always stronger, because you almost always have a chazaka. So there it says if the chazaka dashta can combine with something else, then it can overthrow the chazaka to make kara. But here, Tosfos decides, and we're going to learn this Tosfos now, that the Havamin of the Gemara was that Shmuel follows the Chazaka Dahashta. And there is precedent for such a thing. Tosfos says, the Chol HaTumos Kishas Mitziyosa. Now, we don't care about Tumah here. We're not talking about someone touching the Chamor and then walking into the Beis HaMikdash if he has to bring a carbon or not. But this is a rule that said in Maseches Tyrus, that Kol HaTumos B'Shas Mitziyosan, if you touched someone at night and then in the morning he's dead, you're Tomei. And we say Kol HaTumos B'Shas Mitziyosan. We don't say Cheskos Chai and he just died, but we say by Tumo we say at least Kol HaTumos B'Shas Mitziyosan, he's dead, so we'll say you touched a dead person. That's what Tyson says. So by Machle Pora B'Chamor, Shmuel, we thought, is going to follow Chazaka Dahashta and say the Chamor is dead. That means it was dead when you bought it, when you pulled the Chamor, when you pulled the Pora, you got the Pora. Now, Tosfos asks, now the Dafka, that's the next word in the Shmaitza. Okay, I'm going to fill in the gap. Tosfos is bothered by it. Since when is Chazaka Dahashta going to trump Chazaka Demei Korah? I mean, although the Shas, Chazaka Demei Korah is stronger, right? Tens of cases. Yeah. So, Mechi Taisi, yeah. So, Taisi says, V'dafka babi Misas Chamor, that's our case, V'gabi Mum, which was the Gemara's Havamin about Kala, V'gabi Machat, Shenimtza B'Beis HaKosos, which was the trefa that was found, that was also the Gemara's Havamina, that governed Shmuel's din, Islam L'mei Merhochi, but not in other places. Let me just read the Tosfos' words. V'dafka gabi Misas Chamor, V'gabi Mum, V'gabi Machat, Shenimtza B'Beis HaKosos, Islam L'mei Merhochi, but normally Chazaka Demei Korah is stronger. Now, what are we playing games here for? Why? So it's not clear. The Shmaitzer doesn't go into it. Can I get a plain Yeshua, please, on Ksubas? Now, what? The Myram Schiff, the guy at the bottom here, brings down. He doesn't explain himself. He just says this as a given. You want to play Yeshua on Ksubas? Maybe look at the Eitz of Afarish. Okay, you look it up, baby. It's on Tosfos, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, This has nothing to do with the Shmaitzer, by the way, but we can't just let it go. Ayin Vava Mal Aleph, Toises Divrei Maschil Al Baal HaChamor.
Because there has to be a difference for it to make sense.
Yeah. Toises Divrei Maschil Al Baal HaChamor. And it's probably a lot of players.
Wait. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the
Ramas. I involve him in
Aleph.
Divrei Maschil Al Baal HaChamor. And Tosfos says, in these three things, you follow Chazaka Dehashva. Yeah?
The Maisa could explain Tosfos with the Rashba.
About these three things?
The Divrei Tosfos with Rashba, that's the next paragraph.
I know, no, but not about these three things. He has a different issue. He has other issues. Wait, let me first see the Maram Shif. Baram Schiff has some sort of explanation which I don't get. She will say, I don't understand Baram Schiff. Where are you?
Oh, yeah, but oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but
Tosfos
Halacha. I think it's nice to explain to Tosfos.
She says, near the Kabanosum, Buzel, Apuke, Mecheskos, Mikva, and the Sevina, sorry, Yuchsin, and the Nido, that Chazoka, it's clear that Chazoka, the Meikor is always stronger. And the Chadi, time of the Musulo Yadan, I think the Shmaitzel explains this point, why these three are. Okay, before we get to the Shmaitzel, let's see the Pnei the Chayor, and nearly, the Dafka Banach Tlas, the Shas Mitzioson, his first suggestion is that you do have like a supporting chazaka to the chazaka dahashta, and that's the cheskus morakam, less known only. And the chlamid is a muchzak here, but there's a morakam also. I told you, every suffering by moment, most suffering by moment, there's a morakama issue involved also, of the last known owner. The Kudrus HaSveikas opens his sefer with this Chakira, where the Cheskus Morakama is a form of Chazaka Dmei Kara, like by Cheskus Isser, Cheskus Psul, Cheskus Tumah, Cheskus Taira, or Cheskus Chai, whatever. Or it's a form of Cheskus Moment. It's another type of Cheskus Moment called Morakama, the last known owner. A component of Pnei Yeshua says, the Lechara Yenirali, the Davka Mahanech Tlas, the Shas Mitzioson, the Sayeya, the Cheskus Morakam. Okay, but he says, Tosfos cannot mean that, because then Tosfos has some kasha, and in that case it's not, together with the Morakam. The Lechara Yenirali, the Kavonos of Tosfos, maybe Cheskos Meis is not so strong, the Cheskos Aguf, because it's Chazoka Suyu Lishtanos, because...
Yeah, with the moon, there's no Cheskos.
Wait, you're right, yeah. Uva Mumun Uva Makat, Apo Pishen Asuyin Vavadai Lishtanos, Avilu Ochi, Cheskos Aguf, ah. This the Shmaitzer talks about. She'enel Chazokos Mvuroros Peshaiton, Ke Mvur Gamke Mekdoizos, okay, so he's going to go with, so that the Shmaitzer does talk about. So maybe he brings down the Pnei Yeshua.
I don't think he's famous, but definitely brings that idea a lot.
There's a svara called that the Cheskos HaGuf, which wasn't, I'm going to say it over Baal Peh before we learn it inside the Shmaitzer. A Cheskos HaGuf, which wasn't clarified, sure what he means. But let's, okay. Let's realize that this is a difficult crisis, that the Pnei Yeshua says something. From the Divrei HaShmaitza, it'll become clear what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. But that's Tosfos Teretz, that these three cases that the Gemara deals with at the end of Hamadir, this is the Sugis HaGemara and Hamadir, there we would follow Chazaka Dahashta, even though normally we wouldn't. And there's something unique, or not unique, but if you found another case like these three, it would be the same thing. But there is a common denominator in these three cases why we follow Chazaka Dahashta. But normally in a clash between Chazaka the Meikar and Chazaka Dahashta, certainly Chazaka the Meikar wins. Wait, okay. The Dafka Gabi Mitzvah Chamor, yeah. Why? Now you're asking a different question.
Because you actually have a historic, for lack of any other way, but you have a historical timeline for it. Well, he says, why is Chazaka Meikara better than Chazaka Dahashta? And
I'm afraid to answer you because Chazaka is not really logical. So I'm afraid to think of a svar. It's an excellent question. Why? It's clear that it is in many Gemaras, even though he has a whole Omid Gemara with three cases, which according to Tosfos it's not. It's very weird because this is not even the Maskana. Maskana is that it's a whole different dynamic called Kanimsa Kanoya. So like we're dealing with a Havamina of a Gemara, it's a little strange. Why? I don't know, I'm afraid to say. I can say Xeris HaKosov maybe. Chazaka's learned, no, but that's not a good answer. Chazaka's learned out from a place where there's no Chazaka Dahashma. It's learned out from the Goyim. Okay, I'll put the question on the side. It's a good question. Let's not leave this parak without getting an answer. It's a good question. We're not getting out of this parak for many, many days. Many, many, many days. I'm sure if Shimon Shkop, Shari Yosher, for sure, talks about it.
Well, because Chazaka is not logical doesn't mean that this shouldn't be logical.
Right, but I said I'm afraid. Yeah. I said I'm afraid to say a svara. Mm-hmm. Because okay, I have to deal with the chevron coming in. Besides, it is a minute to nine, so I will pick it up from here. Yeshikoyach, I got the chizuk tonight. It was good. Because we have to horav and tarish about peh.